President William Ruto has appointed Railers Kin Akinyi-Wokoa as a deputy head of mission in Los Angeles, USA, even as continued to award his political lieutenants for the ambassadorial appoints. Among the appointees who will represent Kenya in various positions are Fred Outer, former Kisumu senator, who heads to Egypt. Outer had announced his allegiance to the president in the wake of 2022 general elections, a move that was interpreted to as going against the grain as Kisumu is opposition chief Railer Odinga's bedrock. Prior to his appointment, Outer had been sworn in as chief administrative secretary for mining, but he did not live to enjoy the luxury of his office as the High Court declared the appointments as unconstitutional. Outer is among six other CAS who will represent Kenya in different capacities as ambassador or the deputy's heads of missions. Others who have landed jobs include former Turkana Assembly Speaker and gubernatorial candidate Ekitela Lokale, who goes to the United Nations in New York, USA. Former Kisii Deputy Governor Josh Manji heads to Kampala, Uganda, while former Amani National Congress, ANC, nominated Senator Petronila Wa heads to Ethiopia as the deputy heads of mission. East African Community, EAC, Secretary General Peter Mathuki heads to Moscow, Russia, while Halima Yusuf Macheke, a former nominated Jubilee MP and current Tourism Board Chair, will go to The Hague, Netherlands. Lillian Tomitam, former West Pokot Women Representative, will go to Lusaka, Zambia. Vincent Mogaka, a Ford Kenya politician and former West Mugarango MP, will go to Accra, Ghana, while Evangelical Bishop Joseph Wirui, who is also a UK-based lawyer, goes to the UK as the deputy head of mission as a reward to mobilising support to Ruto for the diaspora vote in 2022. Ezra Chiloba, who was suspended from the Communication Authority boss and later resigned on October 19, heads to Los Angeles, USA as Consul General. His appointment to Los Angeles comes amid an ongoing probe into his alleged abuse of office and misuse of funds in the communication sector regulator's shush $662.4 million mortgage scheme. The board chair suspended Mr. Chiloba on September 18, leveling against him accusations of not only approving his own mortgage loan, but also paying some shush $25 million to a company where he is the sole director, which pointed to a conflict of interest. The exited DG was also accused of clearing staff who left the CA despite having unpaid loans totaling shush $28.9 million and understating loan balances for former employees, charges that were based on the findings of an audit report on the management of the staff mortgage scheme. In the appointments, 10 women were appointed as ambassadors while 6 were appointed as deputy ambassadors.